You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strohman. I am so excited to chat with Dr. Harry Stafford. Dr. Stafford, you are truly a legend at UNC. I know you work behind the scenes, but oftentimes because of your work as the team physician for UNC women's basketball, as well as men's and women's track and field and cross-country teams, you have to come out of the behind the scenes, so to speak. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do this.
So I know pretty much your story, but it's good to let everybody else know your background. Tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as a team physician.
Well, you know, it all started back in high school. My dad is a funeral director, so I always grew up thinking that I was going to do the exact same thing and spend all my time after school around the funeral home and with sports and that kind of thing. But we had a conversation one day while I was in high school, and he said, hey, you know you don't have to do this. You can do anything you want. What else do you like? And I knew I liked helping people, and I liked science. So we decided on medicine. I got to UNC as an undergrad and went all the way through into med school, and I just knew I was going to do cardiothoracic surgery until I went into a case. Mm-hmm. And I was standing on my feet for like 6 or 7 hours, and the med student always had to like retract and hold these little devices that held open skin. And when I got done with that, I said, I am absolutely not doing this. So I came out of the operating room and sort of looked around. I was like, okay, well, what next? I had been an athlete at UNC and liked medicine. So I said, well, hey, what better to do than to be a sports medicine doctor? I'll get to go to games, still get to work with athletes, and still help people.
Wow, what an incredible story. So I did not know about being the son of a funeral director. And you know all these very scary and macabre stories people have around that. So you walked into medicine not being afraid of bodies or anything, right?
No question. I grew up around it my entire life.
That's good. So you said a varsity athlete, I think track and field, correct?
Absolutely, yep. I was one of Coach Craddock's athletes here at UNC, and they used to run us into the ground every day, but it's certainly something that's helped shape my career and helped make me the person I am today.
Well, definitely a fine man, Coach Dennis Craddock, who is retired. I knew him from my days at UVA where he was track coach there, and then we both ended up down in Chapel Hill, and we'd often spend time giggling and laughing about that very similar journey that we had. So did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career growing up?
Well, there's a lot. As I sit here and think about it, there are really too many to start naming, because there is no way that you make it through high school, through undergrad, medical school, residency, fellowship, you know, all the things that I've been blessed to do without a tremendous support system. And that started, you know, from the very beginning. And the few people that I will mention right now, first, my mom and dad, particularly yes. My mom. She was a teacher, an educator. And I spent a lot of time in the hospital growing up, you know, because, you know, I was born with a brain tumor and had to have a bunch of procedures and a lot of stuff. And growing up with that, I kind of looked a little different, you know, than some of the other kids. So there were times where I was frustrated sort of with how things were going and things were turning out. But I particularly remember several times when my mom sat me down and told me that I could accomplish anything and I could do anything. And those words still ring true for me in everything that I do. And my dad encouraged me throughout things. My high school football coach, Bruce Harden, who's retired and in Charlotte right now, used to talk to us all the time about complacency and winning. And what have you done for me lately? I hear those words every day as I'm getting started and I'm doing things. That doesn't matter, you know, what I've done all the way up until this point. It's the next thing that I'm trying to get to. As I'm helping people and going through things. And then lastly, Dr. Allison Toth over at Duke University is one of my mentors and has probably taught me more about sports medicine than anybody else that I've worked with in my career. And then the rest of my support system with my wife and my mother-in-law and everybody else has been absolutely fantastic.
Well, certainly you lifted up very, very wonderful people who've poured into your life. It's interesting going over to Duke from Carolina, you know, the big rivalry and all of that.
Absolutely.
But many people on the outside don't know that Duke and Carolina work very, very closely with one another off the court or off the field. A lot of shared scholarship, shared clinical work as well. Tell us about that experience of being over at Duke. Did you have some other Tar Heels with you in your class?
That experience was something that was really fantastic and really fun. Going over there after having been an athlete at UNC and never worn dark blue ever. And then ending up in a sports medicine fellowship program at Duke and having to wear the Duke colors and the Duke insignia was something that was really different for me. But everyone over there, Jeff Potomsky, Dr. Todd, Dr. Mormon, the whole crew, treated me like I was a Dukie from the start, and really made me feel at home, and helped make me the person that I am. There are great leaders over there. There are great minds over there for medicine and everything else, and we continue to collaborate on a lot of things as we try to help our athletes improve and get back on the court and on the field faster.
Well, that's certainly true. So working in the sport industry and definitely sports medicine, it can be very, very competitive. What drives you? What keeps you going each and every day?
Well, the big thing is just sort of striving to be the best. You know, my parents, you know, taught me, you know, growing up that whatever you do, you be the best at it. You know, we don't care, you know, what you want to do. You can do anything you want, but you will be the best at whatever you're trying to do. So that's something that drives me every day. That you know, kind of moves into the passion that I have for trying to make a difference in people's lives. Another thing that I always look at and that I always hear is that 86,400 seconds in a day, and how you use those seconds are critical. So I drive myself all the time to be better, to find better ways to treat these athletes and better ways to treat patients and make a difference to help them get back.
Well, that is very, very appreciative. I know you are definitely trying to help people and make them better. I know I came to you, it's been at least 2 years in terms of my bad knee. And ever since you've worked with me, I haven't had a problem at all. So I'm trusting your golden touch will live on. We'll be right back. We're talking to Dr. Harry Stafford, If You Only Knew, with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. You're back. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. And we are chatting with the Dr. Harry Stafford. Dr. Stafford is a team physician with UNC Sports, but he is certainly helping out many, many athletes here in the Triangle and all across the country. He's working with North Carolina Central athletes as well. He's still doing work helping out and doing more scholarship with Duke University. And he serves in many capacities across the country with different professional organizations. Dr. Stafford, let's continue our conversation. Can you tell me a bit more about your own entrepreneurial drive and what you do with your own practice?
Well, the thing with me, our practice has really been a blessing. I have been blessed to help a lot of people. Helping that many people, they go and they talk to others, and then they come and they show up at your clinics as well. Finding time, you know, throughout the day to be able to see all those people has been challenging, but something that I enjoy. I think something that I take with me and that I think about every day, that it's providing care to patients is more than about what we do in the office. It's more about what you do outside the office. You've got to get out into the community, and you've got to try to touch people's lives where they are. You only get a snapshot of what that patient looks like when you see him for 15 to 20 minutes in your office. But it's something completely different to get out in the community and see how they're living and what's going on and what kind of things that you would actually be able to help them with. So I get out and I do a lot with Special Olympics. I do a lot with the Durham Rescue Mission, Habitat for Humanity. Those are the things that are probably most enjoyable for me with medicine and getting out and doing things for people and touching their lives.
Well, you mentioned that you are definitely a lifelong learner and you want to be better. Tell us about this journey of getting your MBA. That's another box that you're going to check. I don't think it's needed, but certainly you know that it's important to continue to be better and to think better and to surround yourself with other folks who are trying to be better. Tell us about that journey.
Well, it's actually, you know, this has been, certainly first thing I'll say is this has been much harder than I thought it was going to be. it is very difficult to learn all these strategies and everything else with business because it's something that we certainly are not taught in the world of medicine at all. Mm-hmm. The thing that has gone along with this is trying to find a better way to do what you do, right? And there's two levels to that. Number one, the leadership component. Yeah. Which is the main reason why I went to get my MBA was because with these roles that I have with the hospital and the medical school, leading people and getting the most out of the people that you're working with, you have to have more than one skill in order to do that. I certainly have the athletic background skill of, hey, this is for the team. Let's get everybody together. Let's go and let's win and succeed. That doesn't always work outside of the sports realm.
So true.
Some other things to be able to fall back on and to be able to do to help lead others. So that's the one thing. The second thing that I've learned about this is business is all about trying to find new ways to do things. I've taken that and I've started to apply it in the medical world of how can I run my clinic better? How can I make my clinic visits more efficient to do more for my patients when they come in? What else can I do with my time to partner with people in the community to make it better for people? So the business aspect of it has helped me to become a better physician and gave me skills that I did not have and didn't learn coming out of medical school that's going to serve the people of North Carolina and the people in this area, Chapel Hill and Durham, for a long time to come.
Well, very well stated. I remember saying many times across campus that business is not a four-letter word. When you work
right.
at a liberal arts college, when you talk about humanities and people just feel that business is a bunch of people who only care about profits and revenue and they don't have a heart. They don't want to make people better. They're not caring. And so I'm so glad that you're able to bridge those two, medicine and business. But certainly business is very, very important. And a university or a clinic, it is a business, and we can wrap
right.
around loving and caring spirit around that as well.
Absolutely.
So how do people find you and your work?
Well, there's several ways, you know, online, definitely putting it in and doing a search, you know, either for UNC Family Medicine, UNC Orthopedics, UNC Sports Medicine, you will get me, you know, at any of those places, or just putting in Harry Stafford. That those are easy ways to be able to find me, to be able to schedule and get appointments.
Can you tell us one or two lessons that you learned about being a successful physician? And I guess, how about frame it in terms of a young person right now, undergrad, considering medical school?
Well, the big thing is you have to put people, other people above your needs. Mm-hmm. That's the number one trait, the number one skill that you need. You have got to care and be willing to put things on the line to help somebody else. And just as I said earlier, it's more than about the medical office. It's about the community where your patients come from. Get involved in the community. Get involved in those places. It will serve them and it will serve you well. Those are the two biggest things that I think you need to have in going into a career of service. Because that's what it is. It's more than just about the medicine. It's about service.
Well, the community definitely recognizes you. I'm really happy I'll be in the Carmichael Arena tonight as UNC Women's Basketball celebrates Black History Month by recognizing four wonderful people who've made a difference. And you, along with Rear Admiral Larry Poe, also Tracy Reed, the number two scorer in North Carolina women's basketball history, will be recognized. And a lot of us know Charlotte Smith, head coach of Elon women's basketball, who also was an instrumental part of the national championship team of 1994. So Dr. Stafford will be recognized again tonight in Carmichael Arena as UNC women's basketball plays Boston College. We'll be right back. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. You're back listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman on 97.9 The Hill. We're talking to Dr. Harry Stafford, one of Carolina Gems, the team physician for UNC athletics, women's basketball, track and field, and cross country teams. Dr. Stafford, are there any particular sport leaders or people that many folks who know you would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
Well, I don't know if they would be surprised by it, but there's, you know, one or two that I definitely look up to. And one that comes to mind almost immediately is Magic Johnson.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily for his success that he had on the basketball court. For me, it's about what he did after he went off the basketball court. You know, when you think back to the day, I can still remember right now when I was in high school, when Magic made the announcement about his HIV infection, we all thought it was over, you know, at that mm-hmm. point, you know, and I can just imagine how he felt. But to see him take that adversity and turn it into a huge positive, and for him to be one of the most successful men in the world at this point, and not only that he's successful, but what he's done with his foundation and all of the people that he helped. That he helps, you know, on a daily basis is just absolutely incredible. That he didn't forget where he came from. He didn't forget all the people who aren't as successful as he is. And he takes a lot of the results that he gets from his ventures, and he takes it back into the community to make sure that they do well too. And then the second person is along those same lines, and that's Michael Jordan. Just, you know, of course, being a Carolina alum, you know, Jordan has to be one of your idols and one of the people that you look up to. And he's done exactly the same thing, that go back in the community and give shoes and do things and make sure that all the things that he's doing in the Charlotte community right now to make sure that people who are less fortunate have more. Those are two that you can look up to see what they've been great athletes, and then when they retired, became great businessmen, and then became great in the community. Those are two I definitely respect.
Well, I definitely echo those two as well. Now, if you weren't a team physician, if you weren't an entrepreneur, whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
That's hard. That's very hard. Because when I sit here and think about what my top two or three things that I would have wanted to do, one would have been the physician, two would have been a strength coach, three would have been a physical therapist, you know, four would have been had to do something with sports nutrition. So it sort of went all the way down the line that everything was linked to athletics. But if I'm forced to go outside of that, I think I probably would have been a teacher, being a professor. Is something I'm a pretty good teacher, and I have a role in the medical school and with medical school education right now, so it's sort of what I do. But that's something that's, you know, been passed down to me from my mom, and being able to help people and teach and make sure they're learning things is probably would have been my number one thing to do. And then the next after that would have been a funeral director. My dad is a great role model, and to have walked in his footsteps would have been fantastic.
Well, I'm sure you would have done any of those professions very, very well. Thanks again for spending time today, Dr. Harry Stafford, Tar Heel Gem, team physician for UNC Athletics.